listen to the Black Guy Who Tips podcast. Because Rod and Karen are hot.
Twice upon a time, there was a boy who died and lived happily ever after. But that's another chapter. Live from Home of the Brave and Dirty Dollars and Beauty Parlors and Baby Bottles and Bowling Ball and Parlors. A street scholar that majors in culinary arts. You know, how to work the bread, cheese, and dough from scratch. But see the catches, you can't get caught. Know what you're selling, what you bought, or cut that big talk. Let's walk to the bridge. See me halfway. Now you may see some chillings dead up in the pathway. It's them poor babies walking slowly to the candy lady. It's looking bad, need some hope. Like the words maybe, if, or probably, more than a hobbly. When my tables get wobbly, they don't fall. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm off the drift. I'm talking gift. Hey, welcome to the Blackout Tips podcast. Your host, Rod and
Karen.
And we're in the house on a Saturday doing y'all's feedback. That's where we talk about all the stuff you had to say about us throughout the week and all the stuff that we talked about. You can do that by going to theblackouttips.com and voting in the polls, leaving comments. You can email us theblackouttips@gmail.com. You can also do stuff like leave us 5-star reviews on iTunes and Stitcher. We read those live on the show. And of course, the official weapon of the show is
the taser,
and the unofficial sport
is bullet ball.
And bullet ball extreme. And I guess without, you know, further ado, we have to get into the people who actually took the time and took the money out of their lives to drop us off a little something in the collection plate, because we definitely couldn't do that without y'all. So cue up the song.
I dedicate this song to recession, depression, and unemployment. This song's for you.
Today's a new day. That's right. New day, new money is what I like to say. You know what I'm saying? Call me Creflo. Connor K, recurring donator. Thank you very much, Connor. We appreciate you. Also, we got Kurt O. Is that right? Yeah, Kurt O. One-time donation. Thank you very much, Kurt.
Thank you, baby.
Ujima Dwala. I think that's how it's pronounced. I think I said it right this time. They wrote me an email. I said, this is how you pronounce it. At any rate, I hope I pronounced it right. And thank you very much for your recurring donation.
Thank you, sweetie. You sound like an anime character.
Well, Ujima is like the Kwanzaa principal. So it's like, you know.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. And Dwala is, I think it's called Dwala, is like the people that help deliver children and stuff.
Oh,
that's how I'm trying to remember to pronounce it. Jason J, recurring donation. Thank you, Jason. Katie G with the recurring donation. Thank you, Katie.
Thank you.
Chriselle, recurring donator. Thank you, Chriselle.
Hey, baby.
Martha F, recurring donator. Mother of Superman and Batman.
Apparently so.
Nerds in Luxury. Those luxurious ass nerds, recurring donator. Thank you very much. Asia D, yes. Asia D, recurring donator. Mm-hmm. Candace H, recurring donator. LaTanya D, recurring donator. Thank you, LaTanya. Justin J with another recurring donation. Thank you. Marvin B. Yes. Marvin B. Michelle F, recurring donator. A Woodsy Wood with the recurring donation. Thank you, Wood.
Hey, baby.
Early days of photography. Get your kids them pictures for you know, it's almost football time, guys.
It is.
Go out front to the church.
Take a chill little picture soon.
Andy S, recurring donator. Thank you very much, Andy. Mr. Span, of course, of the Span Report, hit us with the recurring donation. Shayna W, recurring donation. Thank you, Shayna.
Hey, sweetie.
Janine R, recurring donator. Thank you. Stefan H, recurring donator. Mm-hmm. Ooh, it's a lot of y'all this week. Patrick D, recurring donator. Mary H, recurring donator. LaTanya B, recurring donator.
Hey, baby.
My man Eric M, from, you know, FSU. Shout out to FSU, of course. Attitude check.
Bronco Pride.
You know what it is. You know. Waste Bees by Sewer, recurring donator. Michael Irvin, the Playmaker, recurring donator. Thank you, Mike. Alexander M, recurring donator. Hugh G, recurring donator. Jason F, recurring donator. Thank you, Jason.
Hey,
Terry W, recurring donator. And that's everybody. Damn, it was a lot. Woo!
Thank you.
Must be the money.
Yeah, there it is.
You look so much better when you're so much better when you're so much better when you're
and while you're waiting,
you look so much better when you're
and while you're praying,
you look so much better when you're
look in the mirror. You look so much better when you
always remember.
You look so much better when you smile.
All right. Let's do the 5-star reviews, guys. First of all, thank you for leaving us 5-star reviews, okay? Mm-hmm. In order to do that, all you have to do is go on iTunes or Stitcher and leave us a 5-star review. Make it nice. If it's nice, we'll read it on the air. I know, you thought it was going to be more complicated, but there's no trick to it, guys. Mm-hmm. Here, we got a few this week. Let's see who we got here. One of the best podcasts you can listen to out there. 5 stars by that boy Rich 22. I wonder if his name is Rich or if he's saying I'm rich. I just decided to give you guys another 5-star review because you are just that great. I started listening to this podcast almost 3 years ago from Bomani Jones podcast after I heard him on a His and Hers podcast. When I heard Rod and Bo chopping it up on the Evening Jones, I figured I would look for the Black Guy with Tips and try it out. I was relatively new to the podcast back then, so when I first saw the first show and I downloaded it, it was 3 hours. I was like, I don't know about this, but to my delight, it was so good. Right then I told myself, yeah, I can do this, thinking it was a weekly show. I saw the next show download the next day and was like, oh shit, this Negro ain't playing around. With this over the time, I have not only come back for comedy, but serious issues as well. Some where I totally agree and some that I thought about and changed my mind because of the point of view of that one of you talk about. Almost 3 years later and I'm still listening to every show. It's gotten so good. I have signed up for premium. Shout out to Rod for helping me sync billing day with payday. Oh, that was you? Hey, no problem, man.
Thank you,
sweetie. Yeah, obviously, if you're a premium listener and you're having any issues, you can always email me, theblackouttips@gmail.com, and we'll work it out. We'll see what we can do from a customer service angle to see if we can give you the best experience possible. If you have the means to, I'm telling you, sign up. Justin and Rod will have you crying laughing with the pregame or Balls D Sports, or Karen will have you stopping whatever you are doing to get some food with lip smacking good. I know this is long, but this is just so much I love about you two. Don't ever stop being y'all. P.S. Justin got a chill on the Chris Paul hate. I don't particularly like the dude, but death, come on, man. I know. He's been wishing Chris Paul to death the last 2 episodes.
Dude,
I don't know what got into Justin, man. It was, and it's bad too, like he wanted to die for police brutality and stuff, not even though like, oh, he just was on a plane or something, like just some terrible, horrible death.
No, I disagree.
Casey N says, always leaving 20%, 5 stars. Do yourself a favor and subscribe. I didn't realize how much I needed Rod and Karen in my life. Now I can't miss a day. If you're like me and you previously limited your podcast to TV show recaps and NPR, the Blackout Tip is a welcome addition for balance. Hey, thank you.
Thank you.
And we occasionally will do a recap of a TV show. Mm-hmm. Long Overdue by Toya, Pretty Tomboy, who says, hi, Rod and Karen. I've come to drop my money in the offering plate. I know. It's long overdue. Karen got to me, y'all. She got me. I've been listening for at least 2 years and this is my first review. Forgive me. Anyway, this is my favorite podcast, hands down. You made me laugh out loud. I've cried hearing your pain. I've disagreed with your opinions, but more often than not, I'm fist pumping at the things you say because you are able to express what I sometimes am not. Because of your podcast, I'm much more cognizant of things I say and do, and I'm a better person for listening to the two of you and the great guests you have on the show. Oh, and if you aren't a premium member yet, you are definitely missing out. I look forward to the Nerd Off and Balls Deep shows. I'm even watching The Fear of the Walking Dead because of your sexy coverage. Yeah, them late night reviews get a little sexy, y'all.
Yeah, this is
a
quiet storm.
This ain't your mama's recaps.
Mm-mm, sure ain't.
Karen's laughter always puts a smile on my face, and Rod, your sarcasm is perfecto. Love y'all. Keep up the great work. We will. Mm-hmm. We got another one. Thank you. 5 stars by Sunshine Mad, who says, thank you so much for this podcast. I love it. I love it. Oh. LOL. Karen's laugh is infectious.
Thank you.
It's like the Zika, y'all, but with laughter. And lastly, a solid listen by Black Gold Dylan. Don't agree with everything said, but still one of the best darn podcasts out there. Well, thank you very much, Dylan. Mm-hmm. And I know you say you don't agree with everything said. is that you don't agree that gay people are people. And I'm sorry, man. I'm not gonna back down off of that. I know. You're just gonna have to get used to these opinions, bro. I'm sorry. I know it's probably, oh, women are equal. You cool with that, bro? Oh, yeah. I'm sorry, man. I know it's controversial to say, but these are the things that, you know, you have to deal with when you listen to the show.
We thank you for all the views. I'm so excited. That's a lot. Thank you, guys. Keep them coming.
We got a couple on Stitcher.
Woohoo!
Nell says, hilarious, funny, and insightful. Much love from Scotland. Thank you very much, Nails.
Oh, thank you from overseas.
Bamil73 says, a dangerous, beautiful show. The show is so good, it will put your life at risk. Side effects include unexpected, unstifable laughter on the trains, eliciting strange looks, uncomfortable, violent head nodding in agreement with irrefutable logic and reason, and a sudden urge to guess the race, a new story protagonist. Thank you. Yep.
Thank you.
I think that is infectious, because people hit me on Twitter sometimes like 100 or white. I'm like, what? This is not, why are you sending this to me? It's like, they couldn't help themselves. They had to share their racism with somebody.
Somebody had to know.
Nobody else was going to get it, I guess, at the time.
Right. You do that, and then people look like, what the hell is this?
Oh, but yeah, thank you for listening. And look, man, I don't expect anybody to agree with all the opinions on the show. I don't agree. I listen to a lot of podcasts.
Yes.
I don't agree with everybody's opinion on the shows that some of my favorite fucking shows. I'm like, yeah, I think they out the pasture on this one or whatever. It happens. You know, I try to, at least to the best of my ability, I try to be at least considerate of other people's opinions, right, when they're not harmful, in my opinion, when they're not harmful to other folks. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I recognize there's just going to be certain shit that, you know, we're, especially on a comedy podcast, it's just going to be certain shit people not going to fuck with, because it is mostly jokes for us, you know, at the end of the day. It's... Mm-hmm. You know, we can be serious with the best of them. We can give commentary with the best. But, you know, end of the day, I can understand a lot of reasons people would not agree with what we say. And then, you know, we're just giving our opinions. I don't, you know, to us, I don't think the weight of our opinion is so hefty. Mm-hmm. But I think to people, sometimes the people listening, they may feel a weight to our opinions that we don't even feel, nope. You know. Because we're just two people giving our views of the world every day. Mm-hmm. At any rate, thank you so much. We did get some comments on the website. Let me head to the web sizzle. All right, we had episode 1291, Fighting the Laugh, where we had our weekly recap, you know, our feedback show, and talked about a bunch of stuff. Amani says, sugar and mac and cheese, get that bullshit the entire fuck out of here.
Ain't that the truth?
Mm-hmm.
Never heard of that.
Prof Corey says, thank you for fighting for joy. It's an important fight. It certainly helps me. I'm so grateful I found y'all. Still, I must admit, there's one area where this show doesn't welcome me into the foes. I grew up eating grits with sugar and butter. You know, I tried to give her the benefit of doubt, but I always knew Prof Corey... figured you was one of them. Should have known something when you said you like your coffee black. Mm-hmm. Goddamn sugar love. I've been able to deal with the wisecracking from Ryder Karen on this issue, but that voicemail from your longtime listener and friend took it to another level. But that is what Chill does. It's
that is what Chill
it's
does.
Pretty much an oxymoron that her name is Chill.
Yeah, her name is Chill because she'll chill out. Yeah. So everybody was like, chill.
I will not be lumped in with people who put sugar in mac and cheese. Just because y'all salty don't give you the right to disparage sweet folk like me. Mm-hmm. Rod, happy belated birthday. Sorry I'm late. May you have many more. May each be better than the last. Thank you both for all that you do. You're helping me survive this academic year, which is the first time I'm living apart from my partner. You two are blessed. Please know that I'm sending lots of good energy your way. Same to you, Prof Corey.
Thank you, baby.
And I thank you for the happy birthday wish. Mm-hmm. Definitely was a great birthday. EVE says, I know how y'all feel about laughing through the pain. It's so hard to get through the day sometimes without breaking down and crying, but that's why self-care is so important. I can't tell you how much this show means to me and how it's gotten me through some trying days, particularly those days when I go on social media and the first thing I see on my feed is a black person being killed by the police.
Come on, dog.
Oh, so every day. Okay. oh, so you mean every day that ends with a Y?
Right.
they be like killing niggas on Christmas. Cops don't give a fuck. Like, Merry Christmas. Oh yeah, new hashtag out, y'all. Keep on doing what you're doing and I'll keep on listening. As for the sugar in the mac and cheese, I don't add sugar, but I do put I put in a little sweetened condensed milk. And that balance to the extra sharp cheddar with just a hint of sweet is so good. It makes me, if that makes me trash, I'll take that.
No, oh. That's a big difference between condensed milk. Cause yeah, some
putting
people,
sugar in your right, mac and cause cheese.
Some people actually use condensed milk in their, if they make a sauce separate, some people use that in the sauce.
Yeah, I will have to try it. I'm not going to give you a pass like that. I will have to eat it first and then we will see what will happen from there. Okay. I'm not as disgusted as these goddamn sugar lovers. Bringing a sugar loving ways to our podcast. Now that's just damn offensive. You sugar grit
because that is not the same.
No, it's not. You want what? You eat your grits for dessert? Is that what you do? You save it for the end of the night? Mm-mm. Put a big old bowl of ice cream on top of it. Is that what y'all do? You sugar grits people. You're messing up the natural order of things. Okay, down here in the South, we do things a little bit different. I was out getting breakfast the other day, and this dude ordered some grits, and then he's like, can I also get some sugar? And I saw him put some sugar in his grits. I said, you're not from around here, are you, boy? You bring that goddamn sugar into my place of business.
Did you have a gun on your shoulder?
I had a shotgun.
I'm about to say, come
I
on.
Had to cock my shotgun, let him know I'm in some damn business.
We don't play that shit
around here in Charlotte, North Carolina. Boy, you must be lost. That's what I told him. You must be lost, boy. Where you from? He was like, I'm from Connecticut. I was like, oh, okay. Yeah, that make perfect sense that you would do some foolishness like that and embarrass everybody. Mm-mm. Ah! You just had to let them know by themself. I'll take that, but my mac and cheese is banging. Can't no one tell me otherwise. Everybody thinks their mac and cheese is banging, though. I mean, so like I said, jury's out. Half-Baked or Hollywood Shuffle, which one is better? Half-Baked, Hollywood Shuffle, or I haven't seen both movies. Because then, of course, you wouldn't be able to compare, right?
True.
45% of y'all said Hollywood Shuffle. Woo! That's a lot. And I can't say you're wrong. I love me some Hollywood Shuffle, y'all.
One of my favorite movies of all time, that and I'ma Get You, Sucker.
Mm-hmm. They had Sneaking Into the Movie.
I disagree, homeboy.
This right here, Sneaking Into the Movies, is really what made me come up with Impossible White Man movies, because that skit where they sneak into the movies and then they argue over the possibility, if it's possible to fall down a ravine and survive.
I disagree, homeboy. I believe this movie. A dude could jump off a mountain and not hurt himself because he did brace himself. And he knew something about the levels of gravitivity and polarity.
What? Oh, that's bullshit, man. That's bullshit.
Oh, man, you don't know shit about science because you dropped out of high school.
Hey, man, why you gotta bring that up, man?
Because it's the truth.
Hey, I know it's the truth. Hey, man, fuck you.
Oh, well, what you gonna do about it?
Hey, man, I'm gonna bust your ass.
Oh, yeah, after the clip.
Okay, yeah, okay.
After the clip!
I love that shit. And then I haven't seen both movies, 33%, and Half-Baked got 22%. So... a lot of y'all haven't seen both movies. Y'all need to find a way to see both of those movies, because
it's worth it.
Classic cinema, man. I actually think I bought Hollywood Shuffle on Amazon Prime just or something, or maybe I added it to my watch queue because I just love it. All right, we also had episode 1292, Killer Clowns. We talked about the National Museum of African American History opening and meeting Leslie Mack, going out to dinner with Leslie Mack. A bunch of stuff. Cabadonna says, as a black vegan, I'm 75% fucked with by this ignorant ass wordy bougie hotel adjacent bullshit. I get the overall idea, but like Peter, this fool misses the whole point. First, indigenous people in Africa were largely agrarian and ate meat, so omnivores diets ain't a plot by the white man. It's a natural component of cultural evolution. Veganism is the sign of an advanced, stable society, because you can literally grow nutrient and calorie rich food stuff to sustain your people. Basically, her back to Africa bullshit wouldn't work in, say, Sierra Leone, unless you want to starve. Second, the very idea of equating animals to oppression of humans is the height of white supremacy and classism. You can educate black folks about animal rights without equating black folks to flipping animals. For all her pedigree and wordiness, her comments are just as stupid as the average rich white PETA member. What were you saying, Cam? I'm sorry.
I said I agree.
Tell this ashy ankh patchouli scent more woke than thou flower child to align her chakras with the Lauryn Hill. Sorry this is so long, but I spent 20 years convincing folks that not eating meat doesn't make me this stupid. Capadonna also added, oh, and that baseball dude, I'm fuck with, but as an aside, anyone who doesn't think Karen isn't funny, fuck them. The MLK Pokemon, I think it is funny. The MLK Pokemon shit was hilarious. I have a dream. MLK. God damn you woman distracting me from TPS reports. I like grits, yellow or white, salt or and pepper or sugar or cheese, says. Well, that, first of all, that's a terrible username. I will definitely be deleting your account after this show. Your nasty bi-gritual self. top airwaves.
Grits love is fluidity.
I dare someone to come mess with my sugar grits. They are going to have to talk about it in a presidential debate like they talk about Chicago. And sorry, this is related to the feedback show. It's okay. We understand.
So what about grit on grit crime?
Mm-hmm.
What about yellow on white grit crime?
Well, we can talk about taking sugar out of grits. What about people that put ketchup on grits?
That's a whole nother category.
That's a whole thing that we need to talk about first. First, that clown in the picture is hella scary. The clown for the picture for the episode. Mm. Yeah, that was a real picture of the person that got arrested. On the mud mask racism, Karen is right. White people have been using those mud masks for years, and it's nothing new that playing around with them can be offensive and viewed as playing around with blackface.
Come on.
Example, my favorite Golden Girls episode has a scene where Rose and Blanche walk into a room with some elderly black women with mud masks on their faces. It was clear that it was a no-no, and they might have gotten a true old-school beatdown had it not been cleared up. That was in the late 80s, early 90s. Now I realize that these young racists may not watch Golden Girls. I watch it every night, but their claim of ignorance is bullshit. They are clearly playing around with blackface. I'm glad I wasn't alone in laughing at the country sheriff. When I first read that article, I was slightly ashamed of myself for giggling. I was able to fully laugh out loud with Karen when you guys shared that story. Country sheriff, is that the one that was out in the butts? I can't even remember. But yeah, I mean, I'm assuming that the blackface thing is not some secret that just got invented because of this mask. I mean, I think they've been playing these games, but now you have internet. You have social media. You can be stupid for everybody. Mm-hmm. Prop Corey says, Rod dropping that knowledge. Where there do be some hoes up in Panera Bread, there and Barnes & Noble. That's right, people. We out here. Yep. That's where I see them. I can't speak for everybody else. But I'm for sure. You be up in Panera Bread, you like, man, some hoes in here. And yeah, if you be up in Barnes & Noble, same thing.
I would like a side of that cheesy soup in the hoe.
Mm-hmm. That's what they be at. Y'all, if another really dark night says, y'all, if another white person fucks up and invokes MLK in their apology, I'm going to go blind because I might not be able to get my eyes straight from the side eye. Google is working overtime for MLK quotes. It's all the same one. Mm-hmm. MLK ain't got no quotes like, forgive these white folks for being racist. Like, mm-hmm. All the quotes is just like, the content of the character, the skin of the, that's the one, that's the go-to. Will taking actors' ages off of IMDb help fight ageism? Yes, no, or it will make it worse. 84% of people say no, it will not help fight ageism. And I'm on that side. I don't think it'll help at all. I think it's an industry issue that goes further than whether or not you can find someone's age on IMDb. 8% say yes, and 8% also say it will make it worse. So, and no comments on the poll for that one. All right. We got episode 1293, where we talked about our garbage problem with that raccoon and running with the Publix guy and
yeah, I had to close their trash can yesterday. I walked up, I was like, if y'all don't close this shit.
Right.
I close it. I don't give a fuck because I don't want that trash everywhere.
Yeah, I don't blame you. I mean, we'll see what happens. They said that they think they can get in there, but I close it too. Whenever I see somebody with it open, I just close it. I'm like, man, just stop. I don't want to get out here and see trash every damn well.
Right.
Amani says CNN reporters lying on air about protest and arrest is nothing new, but this is the same Aaron Burnett who called women of Phi Beta gang members during the Baltimore uprising and pushed city councilmen to go on that just call them niggas rant. Oh yeah, I remember that.
It was at the sorority thing, and yeah,
well, she kept calling protesters thugs, so it seems like this is just what she does. Okay, so she's just a racist.
Got right it. You in a room full of highly educated women talking about their thugs, get the fuck out of here.
I don't think she was in a room. I think they were at the front of a protest, and she was like, this a gang, throwing up gang signs, because they were all wearing black and gold or whatever colors and stuff. Falcons Diva says, Rod, your story's about the dude at Publix cracked me up. I love that my local Publix employs people that are developmentally delayed as baggers, and I've gotten in some pretty interesting conversation with one guy. Do you think your friend might fit that category? I don't think so. Mm-hmm. Nah, he seemed like a regular ass nigga to me. Like, I mean, he didn't seem developmentally delayed or anything.
I think he just liked talking to you.
Yeah. I mean, maybe if I walk in there, well, I did walk in there the other day and I saw him talking to another black dude, but that was after he had talked to me, so I was like, cool, he got a different friend. Anyway, don't tell him, just go with the flow. Plus, if you tell him, we won't be blessed with stories of your encounters. Well, I've gone back since and I haven't told him yet. I went the other day and like I got out the car, he was already in the parking lot. Like, he was like, what's up, man? And I was just like, oh, what's up, bro? How you doing?
Did you whisk off really quick, try to separate?
I just never broke my stride, and I tried to look at my phone like I didn't see him, but none of that worked. And then once we got in, I just like, oh, I just gotta get two things, because I really only needed we needed the dish detergent for the dishwasher. Mm-hmm. And I needed minced garlic, since I dropped that minced garlic and spilled it everywhere.
And you know what, I looked up, I don't know what you did, but I looked up on the cabinet doors, and it's like, it's remnants of the garlic up on that cabinet door, so it would hit, it must have flew everywhere, because I was like, what the hell is this shining up?
I don't even know the angles that shit did it, because I cleaned up the garlic, and it's, I guess it's still some in there.
It is on the cabinet doors when you shut. I looked and you could see like remnants of garlic across it. I didn't even know it was up there.
I thought I wiped it off, man. I don't know. I had so many fucking things going at the same time that night.
I need to wipe that off. I didn't realize it was up there.
Yeah, that sucks. But anyway, I bought that stuff, and by the time I left, I was so nervous. I'll be shopping all nervous, looking around and shit. And
over here, walk up on you.
Yeah. Then I'll be looking at the registers, trying to wait. I try to time it so that he's walking somebody else out with their groceries, and then I try to check out before he can come back and do mine. Mm-hmm. But I wasted all that time for nothing, because he actually was too busy, because he was getting off work. So I saw him when I went to check the mailbox next door. He was driving off, and I was like, oh, you know, waved at him like, all right, cuz. And he, you know, so I'm still keeping up the lie.
Your secret identity.
And then she said, okay, after watching Atlanta, perhaps you should tell him, lol. Yeah, they had a story about a mistaken identity on Atlanta this week, and people was like, you know, because Donald Glover's character Earn went along with this woman who thought she was some other dude. He was some other dude, and then she just flipped on his ass, like, I don't like you, and called him a faggot and shit. Like, it was bad. Mm-hmm. Well, hopefully that's not what happens with this, but
I hope not either.
I do feel like it's a very volatile situation. I don't know what's gonna happen. Cavadonna says, that sore ratchet story, man, I knew that was a nigga before you said guess the race. I'm from Connecticut, and West Haven, New Haven, and Hamden is one of those black stripes of the zebra state. The others are Bridgeport, Hartford, and Waterbury. Also, only a straight up broke ass boo of Jigs or an independent produce salesman would be walking down the post road. It's a commercial road in the county and over 10 miles long. Everyone else drives down that piece. I hope he enjoys that drag of cools waiting for the Connecticut Transit as the cops dragged him to jail. Just a little levity to lighten up what I suspect was a dark week for y'all, Kappa. No, wasn't that dark of a week for me.
Thank you, sweetie.
But thank you. EVE says it's funny how the producer who called people garbage for live tweeting was begging for people to live tweet his trash ass show when it came out last week. I made it a point not to watch The Exorcist. I haven't wanted something to fail as bad as much since Sleepy Hollow. Hey, you know what, man? I knew that those dudes would get asked by somebody higher up than them eventually, like, yo, y'all need to participate in this live tweeting thing. The problem is they don't live on social media. Mm-mm. So they just don't know, man. I'm starting to think of that of a lot of people.
Right, like, right. Because a lot of people think of social media as that other thing, or that's just something that people do. It's still a population, even particularly older people, but a population or a generation that's just like, their online shit is just other shit. Like, I don't got to do that.
Right.
Like, that's not my life, or that's not, a lot of people consider that media not being real life.
Yeah, I think this week, I think it was Serena, LeBron, who's it there, and Layla Ali, all like in their answers to about Kaepernick and protests and Black Lives Matter, said all lives matter. Now, they didn't, I don't think they said it pejoratively. I don't think they said it aware of the complex response what that really means to people who say Black Lives Matter.
Right.
But that tells you a lot about their proximity to things like social media,
right,
activist circles, these, you know, like, they're not in these circles. And sometimes, right,
if they don't have anybody to inform them of, you say this, you don't say this, this is what happens.
Right. So it makes me wonder, like, are they really able to, like, even with these white dudes that were showrunners, are they really able to understand the impact of what they're saying? Because they're just not in these spaces. They don't care because they're not there.
Right.
So they don't know. They don't know how much that can make or break a show.
Right.
So someone tells them, like, hey, man, generate some live tweeting. Here's the problem. Him going on in the internet and saying, hey, please live tweet and watch my show, that does nothing. Anyone who's on the internet as a content producer knows that does nothing. You have to be engaging. You have to already have been there. You have to be, check out this preview.
Right. That can't be your only tweet or your first tweet in months or something, right, like that. People come like, who the fuck are you?
Right. Because a lot of people will follow folks because they're famous or they're somebody, somebody, like, somebody will say something, once or something, and they get, oh, so-and-so joins Twitter. But if you don't use it, who cares?
Right. It's irrelevant. And it's a lot of and people that are content creators or people that have products or things that they're trying to push to the general public, the people that are successful are the people that actually engage and put things out there and go back and forth and actually seem like a real person. There are a lot of people with a lot of shit that they're trying to sell, and it can even be good shit, but if you don't engage, people are not going to pay your shit any attention.
Yeah, why would these guys see the value in a medium they don't really control or have to use to get on, as opposed to, you know,
right,
other people like Black people and women and LGBT people and shit like that. So yeah, don't watch the show. Fuck them. Don't tweet it. You know, I mean, it's totally up to you. If you don't like his comments, fuck them. Prof Corey says, damn, you are on fire talking about the opportunities that straight white men get that no one else does, so they don't have to learn to use these less traditional tools, but they can fail and get second, third, and fourth chances. Preach.
Of course.
That's really what it comes down to.
Of course, because when you was reading the list, some of these shows, these dudes did got one season, a half a season, several seasons, you know, didn't finish, but you know what, they got several jobs.
Right. So the poll was, should Rod tell the Publix guy the truth? Yes. No, just stop going to that Publix. 43% of y'all say yes, I should tell him, which is a high percentage, the highest of the three options. Just stop going to that Publix is 31%. So I can see that's a good possibility. The only thing is the mailbox is next to it, so it's really convenient.
Yeah, that's why we started going in the first place, and we don't want to go to the Walmart.
Yeah, and no is 25.5%. I don't know what I'm gonna do, y'all, but I appreciate y'all's input. That's really good stuff. Sorry to be a little distracted right now. My Twitter is blowing up because people are still mad about that tweet from over a month ago about straight Black men are really the white people of Black people. That's right, y'all. It's back. These motherfuckers are mad as hell.
Did it resurface on Reddit's board or some shit? What happened?
Hmm?
I said, did it resurface on somebody's board?
I think some hotel queen went off about it, and then she used my tweet as a reason why Black Lives Matter is co-opted by the LGBT movement. I'm like, I'm not in Black Lives Matter organization. I don't, like, it's just so, it's like no one thinks you can think what I said without somehow hating, either hating Black men or being gay or you know, or being like something. Like, it can't just be that I just think we can do better to the people that are in our same class of Blackness. Like, it's, you know, Blackness should be unifying. It shouldn't be, if you don't worship at the throne of cishet straight Black men, then you shouldn't be, then you're not really down for the cause. It's,
come on.
You know, it's sad, man. It's really been shit, it's been over a month, I think. Yeah, 37 days. Yep. Someone just tweeted, like, I wonder what the reaction to this tweet was. Curious what I'm like, click on it and look. It's a bunch of bullshit that I had to block.
Right. Yeah. You can click on it and see when people respond. Like, if somebody has a tweet, you can see how many times it's been retweeted.
Right.
You can actually see all the comments to it, actually.
Right. People assuming I did it to, like, blow up on Twitter and shit. It's like, nigga, I already had all these followers. It's not like my follower count jumped up or something. Nothing helped. It didn't help me in any way other than being aggravating. For now, 37 days. The only reason I don't delete it is because sometimes people quote it to be like, this is the truth or whatever, or I'm glad this person said it. And at this point, if I delete it, it's almost like if a white person said Black Lives Matter, and then people like, fuck you, all lives matter. And they went, oop, let me take my shirt off and walk away. That's how it would feel to me if I was just like, I'm gonna delete it and just pretend I didn't say it. The Black woman who said it before me, at least the latest one to say it before me, she deleted the tweet and had to lock her account. Like, she was just like, I'm tired of these motherfuckers harassing me. And I can't front, man. Like, I've thought about that, but I just haven't done it because I, you know, I feel like that it'll be wrong to, they have illustrated my point. Every time they do this, it illustrates my point, but god damn, it's annoying. Anyway, episode 1294, Mary J. Blige and Hillary Clinton, MJB and HRC. You guys may know for her from this song right here.
If an officer stops you, always be polite and never ever run away. Promise mama you'll keep your hands inside. Is it a gun? Is it a knife? Is it a wallet? This is your life. It ain't no secret. It ain't no secret. No secret, my friend. You can get killed just for living in your American skin. Oh.
Mm-hmm. You guys know that. You may also know it from this song.
Exciting things are happening at Burger King.
Welcome to Burger King.
What's in those new chicken snack wraps?
What's in the new chicken wraps?
Mary?
Crispy chicken, fresh lettuce, three cheeses, fresh dressing wrapped up in a tasty
flour tortilla. Crispy chicken.
Hey.
The new chicken snack wraps. Come and get it.
That will forever be my jam.
Mm-hmm. What happened to you in the chat? You just never showed up?
Nah, I'm just having a hard time getting in.
You already restarted your computer and
several
stuff?
Several times. Just restarted again. That's what I've been trying to do to get in. I'm sorry, baby.
All right. MJB and HRC. Everybody really love Trill. T.D. Williams on the podcast, man. Mm-hmm. You know, really intelligent brother.
Mama said she enjoyed him.
Oh, for real? Okay, mm-hmm. My mom heard that one? Yeah, man. We go way back, man. So, yeah, man. Love that dude. And I'm glad he came through. C6 says, I was about to come on here and say that there are Black people in Rhode Island. Viola Davis grew up here, but then I realized I'm just making the I'm not racist, I have one Black friend argument for the entire state of Rhode Island, which just proves all you right, so you just win. Yeah, I don't know. People do that all the time. They try to murder a joke, cause they took personal, like I live here or whatever. But it's weird because like I live in North Carolina, and when people start joking about the state being bigoted, I get the joke. It's no need to, like, I don't need to clarify, like, well, my city is did it or this different. It's really not that bad. It's just that this one guy, it's like, I can explain that without killing your joke. And I really appreciate, I mean, you still kind of wrote in, but I really appreciate people letting us have the ability to tell jokes without these corrections. I made a great joke today that said October 1st, is a holiday for white women because it marks the official beginning of pumpkin spice season.
Mm-hmm, they love it.
And, people killed my joke. It's September. It's not a fucking day. I just made it up for the joke today. In my place, they have pumpkin spice all year round, and I get it. Okay, cool. They have it in there for the white women. Well, I'm black, and I never seen a white woman get it. Okay, well, fuck it. My joke is dead. I'm sorry. I made a joke. Okay? I'm crying Denzel tears because y'all just had to kill my joke. It was less than an hour old, and now my joke is gone. Take me with the joke, Lord. Take me instead. Why? Don't leave me here in the world without my joke. It was just a baby. It didn't even get to know the way of the world. I'm going to hop in the grave with my joke, y'all. Falcons Diva says,
I will not allow this bullshit. Mm-mm.
Falcons Diva says, no, Fantasia, no. Man, I stand for Fantasia. I've seen her 3 times this year alone. I'm so distraught. I'm sporadic on Instagram and Twitter, so I missed all this. Yeah. If you're on Twitter and you really just want to be there for the drama, just log in on Sundays. You'll be fine.
Sunday is the day.
You don't have to be there all week. Really, just Sunday is where everything comes to a head.
Yeah, Sunday, because niggas ain't got shit to do.
Yeah, so just make sure you guys do that. Go on Sundays, and like, because people will talk around each other for a week, but for some reason on the Lord's day, that's the day when people just start being like, and you know what, bitch, you ain't shit, and I've been thinking it for a week. I'm like, damn,
where did this come?
All right, I don't, you know, somebody gonna fuck up. Anyway she also goes on to say, I've been quick to unfollow and stop supporting folks to say all lives matter, but I'm going to need some time with this one, right? Ain't it like that sometimes? At first, I was with Karen. Maybe she doesn't know. I was praying that was the case. Then she went double down on that mess. Let me close my door and crawl into the fetal position while I let this soak in. Yeah, I don't know. I don't have the hangups that some people have about consuming art from people I don't agree with. That being said, I also don't have any problem with people saying fuck those people. Like, what the fuck do I care? It's not my ears or whatever, you know. And there's some people that I've tapped out of that, like, I always bring up R. Kelly, and I can never say that it's like a moral stance. I legitimately stopped liking his music because I thought it wasn't good at the time that all these accusations came out,
right?
And the accusations, because I just kind of like tainted everything for me. So his old music, I'll go back and I'll like, oh yeah, this was the jam, but then I'm kind of like, it could be about 15-year-old girl though, could be right about peeing on somebody. You know what, let me just stop.
Right, that and for the fact that I don't need Trapped in the Closet 45.
Mm-hmm. So it just depends, man. But I get you, you know. I'm not much of a hard moral stance guy on some of these, on art like that, but at the same time, when I feel it, I just feel it, and everybody's the same on that level. When you feel it, you just feel it. Sometimes you just like, I don't want to see this motherfucker's face again. You know what I mean? I don't want to live knowing that what I do helps this person to prosper. And I can get that. I can relate to that. But yeah, sometimes it hits you where it hurts. You know, I mean, I wish a lot of people would come off of it and just admit that this Nate Parker thing hurt them.
Right.
I wish people would stop trying to rationalize it and just be like, it hurts to support a dude that I think may be a rapist.
But I'm going to support anyway and keep it going.
Yeah, either way, like, whether I think a lot of people who are pulling the I'm not going to support him don't want to admit that we were all rooting for you. Like Tyra said, like,
yeah, we were.
Like, this movie was billed as so important and shit, and people thought it's good to see our stories on screen. And, you know, yes, it, we have books, but this is different, and this is more impactful. And in the wake of Oscar So White and shit, people thought they put a lot of hope into this movie.
Yes.
To a point where it's probably unrealistic amount of hope, because people were acting like it's the only black thing coming out this year, which is, you know, never really good to put all into one property.
Right, and it's not a true statement either.
Yeah. And you got the, you know, the hotel, like, people that are, they don't want you to see the movie, and the white man trying to stop it. Like, come on, man. So, it is definitely a, it's a bummer, man. I think there's nothing wrong with admitting it's a bummer either way. The reason I really don't want to see that movie isn't about a hard moral stance. It's just, it won't be fun no more.
Right.
I won't be able to share it with my friends. I won't be able to say, right, oh, I really liked it and remember this scene. I won't be able to quote it. I don't care anymore. Like, and once I don't care, then it's a wrap. Like, I don't need to see your shit and spend the rest of the time arguing about seeing your shit. I don't want to try to make people feel bad for seeing it or right, not seeing it. I don't want to participate in any of it. You took away the fun.
Yes, you did.
So once it's not fun, I don't go to the movies for not fun.
Right. I go to the movies because it's something I want to enjoy. And then he keeps saying fuck shit.
Yeah, we'll get into it tomorrow, but yeah, I don't need anything that bad. It's just, you know what I mean? Like, and I'm not saying this pejoratively, but I had a father. I had a hero. I got a mom. I got heroes. I don't need some outside extraneous source to fucking, to tunnel my belief into. You know what I mean? Like, I got people in my life that have actually put real work into making me who I am as a person. I don't need anything else, you know what I mean? Like, it's not like, what, so-and-so is a baby killer, well, now my whole life's destroyed. Like, nah, actually I'll be okay. There's plenty of other people putting out shit, you know. But yeah, at the same time, I'm not trying to guilt trip people for seeing it. I think that's what a lot of people could come to grips to, because I think even the people that are telling other people not to see it are kind of feeling like hurt.
Right,
it's a bunch of hurt. Everybody is just, yes, so hurt, yes, by this dude and his actions, and, you know, ruining this good thing, you know, that it, as far as people were concerned, you ruined this thing. And that's kind of the sum of it, you know. I don't know how you rationalize it all out to this extra shit when it's really just simple. Like, and the people that are defending him are also hurting more people's feelings and making people turn against that movie. They're having the opposite, right, effect with all their, like, you a bad black person if you don't see this movie.
Right.
And, if you think he did it, you a bad black person. All that shit is turning people off to the movie because no one want to think about that shit when they watch a fucking movie.
Right.
Even when you go pay for a movie ticket, you don't want to think, like, you don't want to consciously think, I'm only paying for this because I got to support the cause and support a black man. That's not, you want to think, I want to pay for this because it's going to be fun and entertaining.
And I'm enjoying it.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's ruined for me. I can't speak for anybody else. People have different levels of objectivity, and they're able to, like, compartmentalize certain shit. But for me personally, I can't do it, dog. You know, I would love to see that movie on some real shit. Like, I would love, in a world where that dude's not a rapist, I would have been talking so much shit about going to see this movie. Like, that was, every day would just be like countdown to watching this dude kill them white kids. Like, it would just be so, now it's like, yeah, I can't, you know.
Yeah, I'm to the point now, I can't speak to anybody else, but I'm like, okay, I'm ready for this movie to come out, so I quit seeing these fucking previews.
Yeah, y'all putting, you know, allegedly fictional rapes are in it that didn't even happen, that are part of the, now part of his story for his movie and shit. Well, you just like, how you gonna put a fictional gang rape into a movie that when it didn't happen as motivation, but then in real life be like, well, my gang rape was different. Like, it's just, it's a lot, man. And I don't want to break it down by saying it, honestly. And it'll be okay. Other podcasts will review it and tell you you're a bad black person for not seeing this shit, and I'm not gonna be one of them.
Nope.
What's worse, Mary J. Blige's new song to Hillary Clinton or the Burger King chicken wrap ad? Which one you think is worse, Karen?
Oh, Hillary Clinton, because I love that chicken ad.
Well, 69% of the audience agrees with you. The new song is worse, and crispy chicken, 31%. So, we got two comments. Emil says, why is the Crispy Chicken song on this poll? That song was fire.
Well, it was Flames. I had it as ringtone.
31% of people think, you know why it was on there. 31% of people said no. And Monty says, yeah, the Crazy Chicken song gives me the confidence to face the day. It's a no-brainer. That being said, I now have, is it a knife stuck in my head and I'm enjoying, is it a knife? And I am enjoying it. I'm not proud. Yeah. I wonder what other songs she had, because, you know, as many ways that the police have killed black people this year, she could have wrote a fucking 17-minute song of just, you know, all the ways that they have killed us for shit. That is your car broke down? Put your hands up. Is it PCP? Hillary, what you gonna do to save us? They're killing us. And Hillary just sitting there like, I just want to be president. That's in her head, over and over. I just want to be president. Just think about the goal. Lastly, we have ball duty. It was just me and Karen talking about a bunch of different stuff. Kevin Hart, number one top earning comedian for 2016. So, let's see. We have four comments. EVE says, Amani says, talking about Obama's veto of that dumbass bill. Did you see Congress already coming out and regretting over passing it? Hey, man, don't be spoiling Sunday show, dog. What you doing? I know y'all probably already got it for Sunday. That's right. But my Luke Cage peak blackness is kicking in. Well, you gonna have to slow your roll to hear what we think about it, Imani. How you gonna blame Obama for not telling you it was done when he vetoed the damn bill? Anyways, great week of shows, guys. Really do appreciate y'all. And I listen to you and try some of that buffalo cauliflower before binging on Netflix. Nigga, you were right. That shit was good.
Ain't it good? Mm-hmm. This shit is flames.
I know what I'll be doing. EVE says, if anyone has made up their mind to vote for Trump at this point, yeah, we had a black woman that was like, I'm voting for Trump because I'm special. She says, they deserve to either get kicked in the balls or punched in the titty because you're either a moron or a horrible human being. Really Dark Knight says, excellent shows this week, y'all. I got two things. First, I got a couple of things to ask that young woman who says she's going to vote for Trump. What sealed your vote? Was it, listen, y'all should, she got a YouTube. I mean, if you really curious about what the fuck it is that makes her so different, I mean, you can definitely click on there and give her some traffic, but I honestly am not curious. No one this cycle, and this is amazing, has come up with anything to do with their vote that has interested me. Not one. It's everyone keeps talking like they've come up with some foolproof strategy. All the candidates are pretty much either lacking or just people that aren't making folks enthusiastic for voting for them. I don't know what to tell y'all. You know, I'm gonna pick the best choice. I think Hillary Clinton's the best choice. I'm gonna pick the best choice, and I'm just gonna deal. Like, hopefully everything that folks feel she can improve upon from the left, she'll have pressure on her to improve. And I'm leaving it at that, man. All this, you can save all this other shit for I don't know, debate class or social science class or message board forums, because none of this shit matters to me when there's a fucking psychopath that wants the White House. I don't it's really like it's almost like having no choice. I don't even understand the mentality of somebody that would think that this is the time to risk letting Trump win. I just don't understand these people. And you know, I feel like I'm personally doing them a favor by being the rational person that's gonna take my ass to the poll and vote for the right choice and leave it at that. You know, same thing with it's like no, the bathroom bill will not change my life really, but it will change my state. It'll change a lot of people's lives who get money from events that are pulling out. The CIAA is now pulled out.
Oh, they did.
Mm-hmm.
Oh shit!
If you listen to Ball Z Sport, you heard me predict it. But yeah, if
they gonna miss that money, because that made millions. It was like when they would do their things about what, not trying funny, what brings the state of North Carolina the most money. I think it ranked like really, really high, if I'm not mistaken.
I know Charlotte.
For Charlotte,
and it, but see, they don't care about us missing the money. See what I'm saying? They don't really care about us missing that money because we're the city they're punishing for daring to pass a law that said you can go to the bathroom you feel comfortable with. So they think certain things, us losing the All-Star game, they don't care about that. It was when the NCAA pulled events that could be held at any city in Charlotte. Same thing with the CIAA. Sometimes they're not in Charlotte, but they've been in Charlotte for so long, and taken for granted. You know, the racism.
I hope y'all go somewhere. I hope they take that shit somewhere and they treat y'all right.
I hope they go to Atlanta.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I hope they go somewhere where they won't have to deal with the fucking cover charges at restaurants and shit. Stupid shit that we never have any other time of year, but when it's black people, huh?
I said, no, we sure don't. But when it's black folks, you're going to charge these ridiculous ass fees.
Right. So, anyway.
I'm glad they left.
So he goes on and says, what was the thing that would make her vote for Trump? You know, was it the declaration he would build a wall to keep the Mexicans out? Was it that he would stop all Muslims from immigrating into this country? Was it the law and order over and over and over as a dog whistle that he'd lock your black ass up as quickly as possible? I know it must have been calling his own Miss Universe, Miss Housekeeper, whatever it was. You know you really aren't just another special snowflake, right? I'll leave it up to you to figure out what those white supremacists flocking to his campaign call you. Yeah, she don't listen to this. Lastly on, I mean, come on, man. Lastly on Guess the Race, that man got caught screwing his relative's pit bull. You said that the dog was lying on his back in the rain. Did he want to look lovingly in the dog's eyes as he was giving it missionary? You thought about this hard. Or did he feel it was too impersonal by doing it doggy style? Cue up the music, Rod. Here's my question. Maybe he had it looking that way so he could kiss it on the mouth. You know what they... It makes sense. It makes sense if you think... Monty says, this is me flailing my arms as I fall backwards down the stairs, Hitchcock style, running away from the sex with a dog, Guess the Race story. No! That being said, a great episode to wrap up the week. I yeah, out loud when Five Star Chick started a groupie tale to make up for the absence of groupie tales. Yeah, about that. Anyways, happy October. Thank you. We appreciate you for listening. Mm-hmm. The poll was offering to slob that booty hole.
Oh.
Polite or nasty? Karen, what did you think?
Just the way it sounds, slob that booty hole. Oh.
So you think it's nasty or polite to offer to slob that booty hole?
It's not.
It's not what?
It's nasty.
It's nasty. Wow.
Yeah, you did that to me the other day, and I looked at you like, oh.
I just offered. If you think it's nasty, it'd be nasty to accept. It doesn't make me nasty for offering.
No.
That just shows that I'm down for your love.
That's true. That's true.
I don't understand. I don't appreciate all this judgment. I don't understand what what people want from a relationship, y'all. You know what I mean?
I don't know either. I don't know either.
What is a person? Man, that's really sad. The judgment going on in my own house, y'all. You offer to slob a booty hole, it doesn't mean you got to do it or whatever. She says no, then hey, I just offered and it's cool, you know. By the way, checking the comments on the groupie tales. Mm-hmm. We got 3 comments.
Oh shit.
Sounds like a hell of a night. Salute by Man of Morehouse. Sierra Cherie says, ew, she kissed her with cum in her mouth. Okay, I'm just a square, lol, and don't mind being one. And of course, hating ass Terrell Jones. So did the dick taste like salami, you scum bucket bitch? Can't he what? I'm sorry. Can't lie though, she a freak, and I see why everybody wanna be a rapper. Goddamn, hating ass Terrell Jones. Scum bucket, really, dude? Terrible person. Anyway, nasty won the poll. 2/3 of y'all think it's nasty. And 33% agree with me. It's just polite. It's just polite to offer. You know, doesn't mean I have to take you up on it. You know, sad we live in such a judgmental world is what I say. We got a couple emails. Let's read these. I Wasn't Ready Either by Big Mac, who says, Rod and Karen, I had to thank you for having one of the best podcasts out there. I was catching up on my Bomani podcast and he mentioned your names. I thought, okay, let me give them a listen. I took a road trip from Phoenix to Los Angeles and back this past weekend. The YouTube mofos had me laughing the whole way. I could only go as far back as Neil on Neil Violence, but they have all been great. After playing Willie D's Coon and Karen said I wasn't ready, all I could say was I wasn't either.
I know I wasn't ready.
And then came Stormtrooper White. I almost ran off the road from laughing. Keep doing what you're doing, living on in this white racist Trump loving state for the past 2 years. It feels great to hear a black conversation where I feel I'm like I'm included. I will be playing catch up this week from episodes 1279 to the most recent show. Maybe I won't feel as homesick for LA, my hometown, or Atlanta, Morehouse 91. Thanks to you two restoring the blackness to my ear holes. No problem.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening, and I'm glad we keep you coming on your long road trip. Desiree says, random thought. I love the saga of the man that thinks you work at Walmart. Everyone has a story of faking some level of relationship with someone simply because you didn't want to be rude or hurt their feelings when acknowledging you don't know who the fuck they are. I myself am attending my best friend's 34th birthday dinner on Saturday, and I have no idea if that is her actual birthday or if she's just celebrating it that day. Keep in mind, I've known her since we were 13. And we've been very close friends since we were 17. I simply always knew when her birthday party was, and of course, that was celebrated the nearest Saturday, not necessarily her birthday. I'm not on social media, so I can't just see something on her page that denotes her birthday. And how the hell do you ask someone you know for 2 decades what her birthday is? Yeah, you're gonna have to get a Facebook page, dog. It's the only real solution. And you're gonna have to wait a whole another year to see when that shit pop up.
Yep, and stalk. Like most people.
No, it updates you. It sends me an update. Like, hey, your friend's birthdays are today.
Ah, okay.
And then, you know, you go, at least me, I go to people's pages and wish them happy birthday if I have time. It's just an experiment. She said, at this point, it's just an experiment to see how many decades I can go without knowing my best friend's birthday. the lengths we go to avoid embarrassment. Love, Des. Hey, man, I'll tell you like this. What I would do is keep faking. Now, what might make it worse, and only you know this, but if she knows your birthday, the actual day, and makes a big deal out of it, then yeah, you're pretty. That's pretty bad as a friend. But if you don't make a big deal out of your birthday and she just happens to make a big deal out of hers, fuck her. That ain't your fault. You know what I mean? Like, everybody not the same with their birthday. Some people like to do it big and all that and events and stuff, and that's their right. And some people keep it low key. And, you know, if it's not a thing for me, then I don't know why it would be a thing that, like, I'm less of a friend because I don't make big deals out of days. That's whack. Like, that's not what friendship is, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. But that's just my opinion. Don't take my word for it. Hiroja Shibe says, episode 1294. To Rod and Karen, I just want to say this little bit. I've been inspired by what y'all have said about the Atlanta TV show and how its cultural gets not only black culture but Southern living correct. I just wanted to say, as someone who lives and is from California and has always lived in the areas in which outlaw motorcycle cultural is pervasive and prevalent, I just want to say, as much as Sons of Anarchy may have been a garbage show, it did get a lot of the OMC club culture correct. The biggest problem of many I had with the show is I never encountered a OMC club that were not white supremacists too. Which in the show, the Sons of Anarchy were, by magic of Hollywood, not yet. They had a rule on the charter that Juice couldn't be half black or something. They found out his dad was half black, and like a white supremacist group and somebody else used like that secret against Juice the whole season, and he betrayed everybody and shit. It was such bullshit because when they found out, I was like, yeah, we don't care about that. This is an old rule. It's like, well, then why the fuck was he so scared? You know, but here's my point. Let me finish reading this and then I'll get to my point. But about the black OMC club, you guys talked about on the ep and how they look. How they are portrayed on the show, those OMC clubs really do dress like they walk off some preppy model runway show. I do not know if it's because in California the prep school look is still in out here or has to do with respectability politics, but I just want to let you all know that they really do have that particular look, which can be very jarring compared to the white clubs that look like a halfway step from the homeless person or deep in the backwoods sleeping with their sister look. Keep up the good work. Have a great weekend. P.S. Shout out to Sterling from Gaming and Then Some podcast for calling 2016 early what it is, Black History season. Just finished watching Luke Cage. Sterling is a prophet. Okay. Here's the only thing, Hiroja. We wasn't talking about the Black Motorcycle Club. We were talking about the Black Gang, the 1-9ers. And them niggas was supposed to be like the Crips and shit. Because those are the same 1-9ers from The Shield. So,
ah, okay.
Yeah, so it's not, this, like, this isn't even about, I don't know about motorcycle culture and what those guys, like, those dudes didn't bother me for some reason. They were, like, older black dudes. And like, what they had on the shit, it just, I don't know, it didn't bother me. But when it came to gang culture, like, Crips and shit, man, like, they had these niggas showing up in suits sometimes. Like, sometimes, you know, like, every, no one had cornrows, no one had tattoos, like, it was, it just was whack, man. Like, that shit, like, they were supposed to be a LA gang that, in the Shield was this major gang, and when it was the Shield, it was a little bit better. I mean, it was, obviously it's not perfect, I mean, they're actors, you know, but, by the time it got to fucking, Sons of Anarchy, it just was so whack. And then it was also the dialogue, which, you know, a lot of the black dudes, like, was just letting these white dudes talk to them any kind of way, because a white dude wrote that shit, and that's his fantasy, which is, you know, like, they be talking straight to the black person and be like, well, listen, you niggers need to get in line. And the black people would be like, okay, yeah, we do need to. And it's like, what? No. They would have clearly said something. That, and I'm not saying they killed the motherfuckers, but they would have been like, hey, man, y'all not gonna talk to us like that. And it's this thing where white people rationalize it to think it's even, when, like, well, these white, see, the black guys, they're gonna come in, they're gonna be like, listen up, crackers, and it'll all be kind of funny. Then they're gonna say, well, you shut your monkey ass up. And it's like, yeah, that's not the same thing. Like, one of those would get you slapped the fuck upside the head, and the other one is white people being like, whatever, I can brush that off, you know?
Right.
So that was kind of my issue. Also, the look, aesthetically, I don't think they went and found dudes that authentically looked like they was from the street. You know what I mean? And I don't think the street is that fucking different in LA as it is anywhere else, that it, like, you look like you went and got, you had a casting call and you went black men from this age to that age, and you just took whoever. You weren't gonna pay them a lot, they weren't gonna have very long part, big parts, and you, to you as a white person, you just think all these black guys are scary to me, so any of them will work, you know?
It's not the same.
Yeah, I mean, they had, and they tried to do something with the 1-9ers that was, by the end, it was kind of some bullshit where they, like, had them in suits, and the main guy was also running for, like, city mayor or something. It was just, what a bad show. It was just a ridiculous show, man. But yeah, even the way the black people talk, you could tell no black person wrote it. I'm sure this happens with a bunch of shit people watch, but it was glaring to me that it was just like, yeah, no black person was in the writing room for this shit. All right, guys, we'll be back tomorrow. Thank you very much. Thank you, Roger Shaw, for writing in. Yes.
Don't forget the stuff.
Oh, and I didn't want to get out of here without thanking a couple people. First of all, Christy G. She sent me London Has Fallen for my birthday, off our Amazon wish list. Which, you know, I have a soft spot for possible white man movies. So, it was definitely, the right gift. You know, even if I picked it myself, I never know what I'm getting until it shows up, if it ever shows up. Mm-hmm. Some shit still sitting on that list, and it'll probably never get here, but as soon as I open that package,
oh my god, this beautiful.
And of course, Karen got hooked up Natasha. Sent you a box of hair products and stuff. You tell me what it was. I don't use it.
Yeah, it was hair products for my hair. And thank you, sweetie. Thank you so much. She told me she was going to send me some. So I was like, okay, cool. Then I got in the mail and I told her thank you very much. So thank you. And also, this person didn't attach their name to it, but I had on their iPhone armband because I'm starting to, like, exercise more. And since we got a different phone, my old phone don't fit in the little arm case that I have. You know how you strap the little thing around your arm? And so I had put one on the wish list. And so they didn't attach their name to it. But I did want to tell them directly, thank you.
There you go, guys. Thank you so much. We'll be back tomorrow. Until then, I love you.
I love you too.
Mwah.